A former student opened fire at a Florida high school yesterday, killing 17 people. The suspect is in police custody now as the community there tries to process what has happened as best they can. Jim Gard is a math teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School where the shooting took place, and he joins us now. Mr. Gard, our thoughts are with you all there today and will be for weeks and months to come. Thanks for making time to talk with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Can you put into words the range of emotions that you've been going through this morning?
Well, I mean, I've pretty much been steady and calm all the way through. I mean, I don't know if it's hit me or not hit me yet, but I mean, the bottom line is talking to so many people has been helpful.
Yeah.
And my concern really is for my son who, is in sixth grade, and my family, so we're fine, and of course all of my students who at least I was with, they ultimately are all fine, that pretty much says that.
You were at the school when the shooting happened. Can you just describe? Did you hear the first shots? When did you know something
Absolutely.
Horrible was transpiring?
About 2:20, the fire alarm went off, and when it did, I literally just got finished reviewing for a test. I teach this advanced algebra class, and, we were doing stuff with logarithms. And anyway, I was reviewing for the test. We finished up, and the fire alarm goes off, and the kids get up to evacuate. I said, wait, hold on for a second. I said, we've already had a fire alarm today at 9:30. I said, so let's not do anything yet. This could be something, an accident, like maybe the culinary class had, bread burn or something like that. I said, let's hang in for a bit. I said, but line up anyway. Gave them, their instructions, remind them where they have to go. And then we had one of our administrators got on, and he said, evacuate the building. So they evacuate. Now, my room is literally 50 yards away from where the shooting was, because all they had to do was go out the door and then down the steps, and they are right there. So that's what they did. So they were out pretty quickly. I always go out last, just to make sure that no one's in the room. The room's secure, it's safe. And so as I was leaving, we were hearing all these popping sounds, like firecrackers, lots of popping sounds. And then admin got on again and said, code red. So I yelled, get back in the room. And there were only about six kids there. So they got back in their room, five girls and a guy. And my door was obviously open because they were running back in. And I looked up and down the hallway, left, right, to see if there were any kids around, and it was vacant. There was nothing around. So I'm assuming that when they heard those shots, these kids scattered. So I closed the door, turned the lights out, which is what we're supposed to do. There's already paper over my window, so people can't see in. All the kids went to the back of the room by my closet, just hang out there. Oh my gosh, what's happening? What's happening? I said, I don't know. Well, is it real? I don't know. I said, maybe they're just doing another code red practice, and they're coming in, and maybe they're firing blanks. We really have no idea.
Did you believe that as you said it, or did you suspect something different?
I suspected something-ish, only because I said to the kids, but it's kind of weird that they would have the fire alarm go off first and then say code red. I said, because when we were practicing, talking about it, we were going to do it the opposite way. So I thought that was a bit unusual, and I said, but you know what? Who knows? So then there were even more shots fired after that we heard, popping, obviously. I didn't know there were shots. I don't own a gun. We had heard that. And I said, look, just hang out here. You're in here now. The lights are off. If we're going to talk, do so lowly. And just hang in there. By now it's 2:25, going to 2:30. We're getting on our computers, we're getting on our cell phones, trying to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
They're calling their parents. One parent, not the hour. One girl called her mom. She was pretty concerned. So I said, let me talk to mom. So I talked to her, and I said, look, she's fine. She's going to be good. Everything will be fine. We're safe. I will make sure that your child and all the other kids in here are fine. They'll be good.
And ultimately, they were, which is
they
a blessing.
Were, are you kidding? These kids are. They're great. I mean, the kids in the whole school are great. Administration was fantastic. They did, we were well-trained. 17 people got killed, but I swear it would have been a lot more with good training, and we had really good training.
Hmm. Did you know any of the victims? We are starting to hear the names of some of the people who died.
I haven't heard of any student names, but I do know of I know of two security guards who were killed. One was a friend of mine because we coached that together, and the other guy I knew him because he was also a coach. So, you know, the one guy apparently he had stood in front of several kids and shielded them, and he got killed. And it does not surprise me at all. This guy, it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, wonderful man, just a wonderful, wonderful man.
I understand that you also knew the alleged shooter. What can you tell us about Nicholas Cruz?
Well, I can tell you right now that I had him in class back in the 16-17 year, and I was actually able to pull up some records, which I really can't disclose, but pull up some records. And he wasn't in class long. It was only the second quarter of the first semester of 2016. So you're only talking November, December.
Yeah.
He was only in there for a couple of months.
We have a limited amount of time left. Was there anything that struck you about him that would have been some kind of red flag?
No, he was like,
cliche now.
You know, he was there and he wasn't there, you know, kind of wasn't there more than he was there. When he was there, he did some work.
Mm-hmm.
But never behavior problem, very much of a loner, you know, very quiet, you know, pretty unremarkable because I just never got to know him. I mean, usually I get to know my kids really well, but not Nick.
He didn't provide an opening for them.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he just wasn't in class that much from what I can see.
Mm-hmm. Jim Gard is a math teacher at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School. He was in the high school yesterday when the shooting happened. Nicholas Cruz is the 19-year-old who has been taken into police custody. He's been charged in that massacre. Jim Gard, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us and share your reflections. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You take care now.
Our thoughts are with you. Thank you.